We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, I mean this one. This one right here, Alabama, y'all. And I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Going to jump into some Bride of Monkeypox here in a minute. Let me get a few text messages to keep current. David from Huntsville text in, says, both Newsmax and Fox have covered the Venezuelan gang taking over three apartment complexes. Yeah, that's in Colorado, man. I know that one. That's confirmed. He says, I'm praying for the mayor, the sheriff, and the police that aren't going to have to get, they aren't going to give an inch. Planning to get rid of the gangs in Aurora, Colorado. Yeah, and the one I'm talking about, though, David, is if you hear anything about a Chicago apartment complex being taken over by Venezuelan gangs, I want to know. I had an unconfirmed report of Chicago also yesterday. John from Pike Road. Hey, John. Phil says, this is John in Pike Road. There's a little something on the school shooting in Georgia, something no one's ever talked about. As a school bus driver, he said all it would take is one kid bringing a firearm in his or her backpack. Just think how many kids plus the driver could be taken out. Well, yeah. He said it's not a gun issue, but it'll be made out to be. Timing is perfect this close to the election. We never find out what or if this, you know, kids may have had, like, you know, some kind of medications they're on or whatever else. He said it could happen in the parking lot of a school on a, anyway. Yeah, John, I get it, man. Good to hear from you. And you are correct, sir. It's going to become a political football, I'm sure, but it's still a tragic situation nonetheless. The shooter is believed to be, I'm looking up at the screens right now, the CNN screen shows that it's a school shooter is believed to be a 14-year-old male, and they're still going through all the evidentiary review of everything, but what we know right now is that it looks like four people are dead, nine wounded. Horrible thing. Jeff from Indiana chimes in. Hey, Phil, monkeypox sounds like somebody put a curse on your monkey. May there be a pox on your monkey, he says. All right, let's talk about this. Do you remember? Okay, so like mid-2022, this was a thing. We were on the waning days of the COVID shutdowns, and everything was starting to return to normal, and you know, businesses were open back up. Alabama did a better job than a lot of states. Florida probably had the best track record of any state in terms of the way it did not curtail liberties or shut down society. But then monkeypox happened. Why monkeypox? What's that? How do we get monkeypox? Is this a thing? Like, do I need to worry about this? The whole society was looking around there at each other going, first COVID, now monkeypox. No, let's be honest. Monkeypox is predominantly a situation reserved for gay males. That's the National Institutes of Health, all right? That's not anything to do with Phil. Phil said something mean about the LGBTQ community. No, I didn't. The reality is gay men are predominantly the victims of monkeypox. Why? For all the wrong reasons, that's why. Monkeypox is pretty much a issue reserved for a key demographic. Let's just put it that way. It's a lifestyle illness. How about that? And yet, story popped up today. WGEM out of Chicago said there have been over 1,600 reported cases of monkeypox. I take back. I'll get into this in a minute. It's called Mpox now. Mpox, formerly monkeypox, in the U.S. this year as of August, according to the CDC. That's more than double the amount of cases that time a year ago. Well, more than double, 1,600 nationwide. If we had to, that's like, 80 cases per state if you spread it out easily? Really? That's how many we got? That's like a tenth of a half of a percent of the nation's population? Anyway. Says John Campos, the Adams County Infectious Disease Supervisor for Illinois' tri-state area, says, we've decided to increase surveillance. The state of Illinois is asking local health departments to be on the lookout just in case. How many do they have there right now in the Adams County area, tri-state area? Well, zero right now. Really? The disease is transmitted, it says, through sexual contact and bodily fluids. People most at risk are men who have sex with men, especially those with multiple sexual partners, according to Campos. See, it wasn't me saying it. It's a lifestyle disease. He also said not to be worried about a pandemic spawning from the disease. Its methods of transmission are not airborne illnesses like COVID-19, making it significantly more difficult for widespread infection to occur. Why are we talking about this? Why is that a news story? How about this? Go to places where the gay community is, you know, is more predominant and put up some public service announcements. Why is that a news story on WGEM out of Chicago? But wait, it gets my, listen, this is, I said this before. This is like every scary movie that comes along, they got to have a sequel. You had Frankenstein, then you have Bride of Frankenstein. So we had monkeypox, now we're with Bride of Monkeypox. Disney World in Florida closing due to mpox outbreak? Question mark. What? This is a Snopes article. I thought, wait, hang on a second. That can't be real. What did Snopes say? Is Disney World closing because of monkeypox? Y'all, a minute ago in my monologue, I talked about conditioned responses, right? Conditioned responses. That's where the behavior of people has become, you're like Pavlov's dog. People have become conditioned to the idea that, oh, there's a health epidemic. What do I got to do? Can I go to work? Do my kids go to school? I don't know what to do. Do I wear a mask? How do I work? Do I put on a full body suit? What do I do? Do I have to wear the plastic shield? I don't know. August 28th of 2024, Mousetrap News published an article claiming that Walt Disney World in Lake Buena Vista, Florida was closing due to the outbreak of monkeypox. Really? Not really. Turns out it was satire. It turns out it was like a sort of like a Babylon Bee type place site that writes satirical and fake news stories, you know, hitting on pop culture and things. But when you read the article, you're like, wait, where's this going? I don't know what's happening. In fact, there's been no announcement, they say, on how long Disney World will be closed. What? However, according to our source, when the parks reopen, they will follow the same guidelines from the coronavirus. Come again? All right, it came out on that Mousetrap News is a fake site. However, people began to immediately glom onto it. That's my point in bringing it up. Not the fact that there was a story or a satire. My point is the conditioned response here with Bride of Monkeypox became very evident right away as people began chiming in on the story saying, I work for Disney World. I haven't heard a single fact about this. It's really sad. They didn't refund the already purchased tickets or any hotel stays. People were chiming in with their concerns because they immediately jumped to the conclusion that it must be real. Must be real. It's a thing. Let's look back at 2022. Remember how this came about? By the way, do you remember how it came up and it was all the thing? It's on all the news stories. People are talking about it. Monkeypox. Everybody's got the monkeypox thing going on. Monkeypox. And yet, it disappeared. Why? Because the narrative quickly became, oh, wait a second. This is a disease which is pretty much locked into gay male categories, period. Usually gay males who have multiple partners, period. Rarely ever does it get outside of that community in human transmission, period. August 2022. Exactly 2 years ago, President Biden announced a team to coordinate and manage the White House monkeypox response effort. Got a monkeypox task force. As the virus spreads in cities and states across the nation, the president named Robert Fenton, a regional administrator for FEMA, to serve as the White House National Monkeypox Response Coordinator. Does he have a plaque on the wall now? I mean, does he have a special hat? What do you wear when you're the National Monkeypox Response Coordinator? I don't know. He also named Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis to serve as the deputy coordinator. By the way, Daskalakis is a bit of a character himself. Daskalakis is listed in this article from Fox as a leading public health expert an expert on health issues affecting the LGBTQIA plus communities. Daskalakis previously oversaw management of infectious diseases for New York City's Department of Mental Hygiene and Health. The White House said both officials played critical roles in making COVID vaccines more accessible for underserved communities and closing the equity gap in adult vaccination rates. The equity gap in adult vaccination rates. So let me get this straight. The Biden administration, that mongered fear, accused people of the pandemic of the unvaccinated being at fault for all the issues happening in society. The Biden administration, on the tail end of COVID, so conditioned itself to the idea that it can shut things down if it has to. It took two guys who had made their name, so to speak, in closing the equity gap in adult vaccinations during COVID, whatever that means, and made them the national monkeypox response coordinator and deputy coordinators. Whoop, whoop. Wearing special badges, I am certain. Excuse me, ma'am. We're here from the monkeypox task force. We got a few questions for you. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. But this is where it goes when government is allowed to use fear to condition people's responses. I'll finish this article before I go to the break. Monkeypox symptoms do include headaches, muscle aches, exhaustion, fever, backache, the swelling of your lymph nodes, chills, and a rash and lesions can also develop, hence the name monkeypox. The CDC recommends that those infected with monkeypox isolate at home. Here's another recommendation. Stop having gay sex. Just saying. Maybe that'll be a thing. All right, we're gonna cover down on some more of this when we get back, because you may want to know there's a little bit of racism mixed in. What? Yeah, had to change the name. Apparently it was, I don't know, racist or something. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Bride of Monkeypox. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Roger from Madison, get well soon, my friend. Blessings on you. And yeah, we'll see if we can make you laugh some more, because I got more where that came from. By the way, I just had Bob from Madison. Anyway, he just sent me a message on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, by the way, @SIN Phil Williams. He says, my wife and I went to change our driver's licenses in Madison during COVID. We were told we had to sit 6 feet apart, even though we rode there in the same car and sleep together. See, I'm telling you, the conditioned responses that we were forced to become a part of. And it was all because, well, I don't know, y'all can't sit next to each other, but we rode in the same car. I'm sorry, but that's just our protocol, sir. But we sleep in the same bed. Sir, I'm saying if you want service, you'll have to sit 6 feet apart. Fine. And that's just, listen, that's my point in laughing our way through this monkeypox junk. I mean, this is government gone rogue. The very idea that there was a monkeypox task force for something that impacted roughly, I want to say it was like a tenth of a half of 1% of the nation. I got a pandemic. World Health Organization got involved. Townhall.com article from June of 2022. World Health Organization got involved. They decided probably a good idea if we renamed it. Why? Why would we do this? Why? I like the name monkeypox. Sort of lightens the mood, you know what I'm saying? Makes you feel like, you know, you're at the circus, which maybe we are. Call it clownpox while we're at it. Monkeypox targeted one specific community, which led to the media rushing in to change the rules, according to townhall.com. Because you see, we can go through everything with COVID. Blue America can talk to us about people mocking and ivermectin and, you know, how dare you talk about the shots and dare to ask questions and everything else. But wait a minute. We got another thing over here. What's it called? Monkeypox? Who's it affect? Gay guys. What? Oh, crap. We can't do that. We got to find a new name. Why? Well, it's stigmatizing. What? Might hurt their feelings. Here's an idea. Quit going to gay orgies. There's an idea. That might help. But yeah, we changed it. It's now called just Impox because the stigma was attached to the name. Well, there's that, because the World Health Organization certainly has our better health ideas in mind. And people wonder, by the way, why experts are not considered experts by a lot of parts of society. What else have I got in my stack here as I wrap this up? Here's the bottom line. The emergency declaration for monkeypox did finally expire in a matter of like 90 days. It was gone. Did they cure it? No, they just realized that talking about it was stigmatizing to the gay community. Really? Story on the Daily Wire. Case counts of monkeypox steadily trended downward in December of 2022, just mere months later. The monkeypox task force got created. That still cracks me up. Big Rig's over there laughing at me. It still cracks me up. Monkeypox task force got him a badge. I wonder if they have uniforms. Patches on the sleeve. Do they have the enforcement wing of the monkeypox task force? I got to mute my microphone here in a minute. Department of Health and Human Services in December 2022 announced that it would not renew. God, slay me. Liberals hate this show. HHS cited the continuing declining trend in total case counts as the reason it was not renewing the emergency. Sure, it had nothing to do with the fact that they had to change the name because the gay community was getting mad. Everybody's talking about us having monkeypox. Well, about this? Quit having gay sex all the time. And maybe that'll, I don't know, help it. Oh, God. At the height of the pandemic in July and August, if the pandemic only lasts 60 days, is it still really a pandemic? At the height of the pandemic, July and August, several hundred new cases were being reported every day at an average of about 450 a day. That's a lot. That's a lot. The highest single-day number of cases was 638. The declaration was renewed earlier that month. Just days ago, the White House backed the World Health Organization's move to remove the name from the virus of monkeypox, making it Impox in order to reduce the racist stigma. Oh, God. What else we got here? Listen, the bottom line is this. Story came out yesterday. Yesterday. Another pandemic like coronavirus in the making? This is from the Economic Times. Brazil's Rio de Janeiro records thousands of monkeypox cases. Should you be worried? No, you should not. Here's the bottom line. I did all of this for a reason. Because in my opinion, government is conditioned to conditioning us. And they learned a lot in COVID about how they can condition your behavior. They also learned, too, that people will literally give away their civil liberties if they tell them they might get sick. It's the fear of fear. That's what it is. The fear of fear. I'm not scared of monkeypox. You shouldn't be either. Then again, what I am most worried about is government deciding that it can impress upon society once again the government always knows best, and it can take away your civil liberties. Don't let it happen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. I don't even know where hour number one went. That just flew by. But welcome to hour number two on this hump day. Coming up here at the top of the hour, don't forget, we'll have the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. I got to say, Big Rig just looked at me, and he looked in the drawer. And if you're watching the camera right now, the live stream on YouTube, I'm actually holding the stuffed monkey who's wearing a cape and a mask because one of our listeners sent this to Boomer back in the day. You found it in the drawer. You're like, now I know what that's for.
Yeah, I thought it was just like a little toy from like one of his kids or something.
No, dude, this was because the monkeypox task force was such a hit back in 22.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yes, the monkey has resurfaced. He is now out of the drawer, pride of monkeypox. I got some text messages I'll catch up, and then I'm going to spend a little time switching gears and go into a more serious topic and talking about what's going on in Israel. But let me do this first. Roger from Ardmore. He says, I can only imagine that the head of the monkeypox task force looks like Groucho Marx in his doctor's outfit. Well, you might be surprised to find out that the head of the monkeypox task force is actually an LGBTQ activist who wears drag and is known to wear bondage clothes. So there's that. Brian from Huntsville says, Revenge of Planet of the Apes. Oh, I get it. I see what you did there. Nice. Okay. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, you know what? I am, well, Jeff, I got to be careful with your text messages today, man. He says, I wonder if there's any exotic disease going around affecting straight white males, because if there was, the Biden administration would be giddy about it and say that they deserve it since they got so much privilege. perfect. Chris from Madison just texted in and said, just saw Reagan, and they beat him up about AIDS when it was mainly transmitted by behavior. Government is fear conditioning. Government is fear conditioned by that. Yeah, you're right. That was, by the way, that's the precursor to all that we saw during COVID was the HIV outbreaks. Greg from Athens. I'm not reading that, Greg. I'm just not reading that. Thomas from Athens says, deja vu regarding COVID and the 2020 election ballot malfeasance. He sent me several texts. He says, from a few months ago in CDC, Tuberville was interviewed. Hang on a second. Let me read your text. He says, Colonel, Senator Tuberville interviewed CDC director from a few months ago, indicated that early July that CDC was preparing for a battle against a broadening epidemic. Unclear if bird flu, monkeypox, or both. Senator predicted that government policies could impact the 2024 election as deja vu regarding the 2024 election as deja vu regarding 2020. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm doing all this, by the way. I'm saying all this stuff today to remind you guys not to buy into it, be willing to ask questions, be willing to say no to the curtailing of your liberties. Just be aware. Brian from Bluntsville says, I cannot find the article, but monkeypox strongly resembles what they called immunization blisters. It's a reaction to too many vaccines. No, it's not. It's not in this case anyway. Maybe that happens, but in this case, it's actually it's a well-documented transmittable disease in a lifestyle. David from Huntsville says, oh, he sends me, okay, you did find a link. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. David from Huntsville sends me a link that there was a Venezuelan gang apparently took over Chicago apartment building. So there's that. Barbara from Trinity sends me something. What do we got here? Oh, she's got a picture of a monkey smoking a cigar, burning a $100 bill, saying, the key to monkeypox is knowing that the K is silent, meaning it's moneypox. That is an epic meme. Thank you very much. Jim from Grove Oak says, hey, Colonel Phil, monkeypox is now mpox because it stigmatizes monkeys, according to the... No, it's not. He said, this sounds like bona fide jackassery to me. Ah... Calls for the jackassery sound effect. Thank you very much. By the way, I just saw Jim from Grove Oak said that he was in the Kiss Army too. Rock on, he says. That's from a throwback from last week. How about that? Navy Phil from Athens says, great monologue as always, sir. The mainstream media is already warning us about the new COVID strains raising its head. Russians are attempting to influence our elections. DOJ has said there may be a cyber attack on Election Day. Are they getting ready for our fearless leaders to interfere with the election? Man, I hope not. But keep your heads on a swivel and keep your powder dry is what I'm saying. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I nearly spit my Sunny D out when you were talking about monkeypox task force. all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I hate it, but let's talk something serious for a minute. Let's go international. Let's talk about Israel. Let's see if we can take this through in a way that does honor to the topic. Big Ray, go ahead. I got audio clip number one. I'm gonna talk about here in a minute. It's Netanyahu's clip. So you get that one ready. Let me know when you're good. Thumbs up. Are you okay? You're fast. All right. Let me talk a minute. In case you have not been tracking it, because there are other things in the news, and there are some that are considered to be the dominant clickbait for most news sources. We have a situation going on in Israel that has not been a crisis so long, but it's hit a new level of crisis. On October 7th of last year, which we're brewing a year now since that occurred, but on October 7th of last year, Israel suffered attacks like nothing that they had ever seen in modern history. As Palestinians, Hamas militants, came across from the Gaza Strip and in a variety of different ways wreaked havoc across the nation. And not just attacking military sites or industrial sites, no. They found innocent civilians, and they assassinated, tortured, and raped men, women, and children. They beheaded babies. They did this on a scale that is just beyond anything anybody could have ever expected in the modern age. This was an effort not just to commit crimes of terror, but to invoke terror. And then Hamas quickly retreated back to their safety and security in the Gaza Strip. I don't know what they thought would happen. Did they think it was going to go as badly as it did for them? I don't know. Did they think there were going to be another one of those, we did a thing and then we ran back and Israel was restrained by the international community? Not this time. Israel's been turning, you know, Gaza Strip now into a parking lot. And rightfully so. And yet on college campuses still around this nation, we have young skulls full of mush that are daring to cheer for Palestine, destroying property, disrupting classes, doing all the things necessary to be advocates for terror. From the river to the sea, do you even know what that means? The only way you can be from the river to the sea is to remove what's in between, and that's Israel. The Jordan River to the Mediterranean. That's what we're talking about. So Israel has remained laser-focused, and despite the fact that it's had international pressures mounting on it to curtail its operations, it continues to move forward. On that October 7th fateful day, hundreds of innocents were taken captive, hauled back into Gaza, and stuffed down into dark tunnels and kept as hostages, human shields, if you will, against the things that Israel was going to have to conduct to move forward. They thought that they would get away with using them as human shields and that Israel would then, like I said, back off. All right, we can't do anything because Israel's been going at it. So what just happened this past week? Six of those hostages were executed. Now, the world is calling for Israel to curtail its operations and enter into an agreement. You got to find a negotiated agreement. You got to find a ceasefire. You got to get them all back. Hamas does not want to give them back. Why does no one understand that? So what just happened was the literal execution of six hostages, innocent civilian non-combatants who were hauled out of their homes, out of a music festival, hauled away and held captive for close to a year. One of those, by the way, was an American citizen. This past week, a young guy in his 20s named Hirsch Goldberg Polan was assassinated, murdered by his Hamas captors. It gets worse when you realize that Hamas was joyfully slinging his damaged body into the back of a truck and parading him through the streets of Palestine as a trophy, with one of his arms blown off. I've seen the video, and you can see the bone sticking out of his arm. Hirsch Goldberg Polan had just gone to a music festival with a bunch of his friends, only to be attacked while he was there and have his arm blown off by a grenade. And then they held him captive anyway. Can you imagine the pain and suffering that kid went through for 10 months, held captive in a tunnel with no telling how little medical attention he may have received, only to be executed at the last minute when Hamas realized that Israeli defense forces were about to close in on the place where they were holding him? Now, I realize we just switched gears to a heavy topic, but we're going to cover this. I'm going to take a break right now. When I get back from this break, though, we're going to start off with an audio clip of Benjamin Netanyahu talking about the fact that he's been told all along, do something, do something, do something. And he said, the reality is, why is nobody saying to Hamas, do something? It's a great question, because Israel's at war and they're fighting for their own survival. And the Biden administration, Biden-Harris administration has got nothing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.